Swedish author Astrid Lindgren died in her sleep this morning after a brief illness. She was 94 years old. Although Lindgren wrote books, plays, TV series, radio shows, and cartoons, she will be remembered best for one character she created, Pippi Longstocking. Here's Esther Benson on the audiobook.
She had no mother and no father. And that was, of course, very nice, because there was no one to tell her to go to bed just when she was having the most fun. And no one who could make her take cod liver oil when she much preferred caramel candy.
The feisty 9-year-old heroine with red braids, Pippi Longstocking, is the strongest girl in the world, lives alone. She tells people her mother is an angel and her father is a cannibal king. She was a total delinquent, and kids loved her. Eden Ross Lipson is editor of the New York Times Parents' Guide to the Best Books for Children. She says when Astrid Lindgren's book was published in 1945, parents didn't approve of Pippi at all.
Think about what was happening in 1945 in Sweden. It was the end of the war, and the sheer defiance of Pippi was a great surprise. And if she wasn't appropriate to proper Swedes, she was certainly popular from the minute she appeared. And you think about what was so amazingly attractive in this independent little girl living in this village, which was utterly familiar to Swedish readers. It may seem exotic to young Americans, but a familiar kind of small rural community. And there she was, living freely, while her friends, Timmy and Annika, have to go to school and go to bed at regular hours. And Pippi is free with her monkey and her horse and her chaotic little household.
This is a story that she actually told to her daughter first. Right. Isn't it true her daughter Karen came up with the name Pippi Longstocking and then said to her mother, well, so tell me a story about her.
Right, right. And she entered it in a competition in Sweden and it won.
Did Pippi overshadow Astrid's other works? I mean, do you think she ever got sick of Pippi?
My dear, she was 94. I would hope she did. I mean, the point is that she went on writing well into her late 80s and trying new and various things. I can't imagine what it's like to create a character that takes on a life of its own the way Pippi did. Astrid Lindgren was revered in her native Sweden, but admired around the world, won every possible prize. To grow old and have Pippi in your heart must have been a terrific thing.
So why do you think Pippi still appeals?
Pippi, in her independence and in her joyfulness, speaks to boys and girls in a way that few other 20th century characters do. The adventures are on a scale that a child starting school can imagine and relish and remember. How does Pippi survive against all the franchised characters and the merchandise and the stuff? Well, maybe it's just that pure Swedish heart of hers. Or maybe it's the ebullience. Or maybe it's the pet monkey. But she does. And there is something so innocent and so beguiling about the books that is timeless. And that's a meaningful term in the beginning of the 21st century.
Eden Ross Lipson, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Eden Ross Lipson is editor of the New York Times Parents' Guide to the Best Books for Children. Astrid Lindgren, author of the Pippi Longstocking series, died today in Stockholm, Sweden. She was 94 years old.